morning.
Good morning.
And welcome in to Long Meadow Church of the Brethren. And for all you on the other side of the camera, good morning to you as well. For our message this morning, it says, I am awaiting that chance. From this morning, it's going to be coming from Luke 6:31. Now, while you look that up there, you know, we were talking about the weather last week. You know, we was in some pretty heavy downpours at work. And the fellow said, you know, we ought to start thinking about building an ark. And I said, I know a guy. Luke 6:31. You know, it's that one. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. One of the most misquoted verses in the Bible. It's ranked up there. There's two or three that are ranked right up there, one, two, and three. The other one is, money is the root of all evil. Well, that's incorrectly spoken too, because it's the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. But we often hear this verse quoted as, do unto others as they do unto you. Misquoted most of the time. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is a special one. We can also go back in, we can also go into Galatians and look at another verse. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself and do unto others as they have, as you would have them do unto you. Born September 28, 1926, Harold Gerald Clower from Liberty, Mississippi. Jerry grew up in that time frame of the Depression. They were poor from Liberty, Mississippi. They were down. Jerry often speaks of his mother, but you don't hear much about his father. Jerry grew up in a very rough, in a small rural community. The nearest neighbor was about a half a mile away. His Uncle Versi lived down the road. Jerry was a great storyteller. Jerry served in the Navy during the war effort. And he became a great storyteller. And he told many a great comedy. He was a great comedian. But one of the stories that he told from his childhood was about a very special dog, a special animal. He was about 8 or 9 years old when he got his first coon dog. He was so proud of this little pup. He loved this thing. Now, he tells many stories about the men in his life. His Uncle Versi, Mr. Barron, and Mr. Bartholomew. Now the story that Jerry tells, and I'm going to kind of switch character a little bit. Jerry was training his dog. Young man training his dog. Now you train an animal by going out with other coon hunters and other coon dogs. And you teach them how to smell that coon, and you get them on the scent, and they go running. And this young man was out there running his dog, and he one evening, late in the evening, and they were out in the middle of the woods, and the dog got entangled up into some sharp barbed wire, and something sharp had cut his poor little dog's leg. Jerry scooped up his best friend, his little companion, and he yelled over to his brother, Sonny, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? With every pound of this little dog's heart, the blood was coming down across Jerry's coveralls. His brother Sonny walked him back to the house. And they got the old car cranked up and they headed into town. Now, Sonny knew that above the general store, there was a fellow that rented a room, that he was a veterinarian. So they headed into town. The poor little dog just bleeding on Jerry. As they get to the front door, the shop is closed. The store is closed. Sonny looked back in and he seen the light on in the back. Mr. Bartholow was counting the day's receipts and he knocked on the front door of the store and he come out to him and said, "What you boys want?" He said, "Mr. Bartholow, I know that the veterinarian rents a room. Is he here today?" "Nah, son, he's not here. He's not here. He's gone and he won't be back until tomorrow." Jerry stood there on the porch, blood dripping down across him. And on the, he said, "Mr. Bartholow, we got us a sick, our poor hurt pup. We need the vet." He says, "Come on in. Come on in." They take in the little pup. They bring the little pup in. They get him some bandages. Mr. Bartholow calls his own physician, calls his doctor, and asks what he can be done for this little animal. And throughout all that, Mr. Bartholow starts to get out some bandages, and they get out some salve, and they start to fix up this wound, and they get started, they bandage him up. And the whole time, Jerry's crying and wailing, wondering what is going to become of his companion. After they get him cleaned up and bandaged, Miss Bartholomew goes, "Now you boys go on home. Now your mama's going to be worried. We'll leave the pup here on the back porch, and I'll tend to him. And when the vet gets here in the morning, I'll see to it that he gets taken care of." Jerry said that that was when he knew what an adult was. He knew how an adult was supposed to be. He found out and he learned what it meant to do unto others. He found out and he learned what it meant to love thy neighbor. He worked hard throughout his life to return that favor. He said that I have spent my time waiting for the chance to find a boy with a hurt dog. That is a powerful thing. What that man did to that young boy through that act, the care that he gave that young man, he could have met him at the front door and said, "Now you boys get on out of here. I ain't got time to worry about this." He brought him in and showed him what mercy was. He showed him what caring was. There was nothing to be asked in return. He just showed this young man what it meant to follow what it says in the Bible, to love one another, to take that meaning, do unto others, love thy neighbor. You can go through your accounts of your own life and you can probably look back and see where somebody has stepped in and done something like that. I know one time I was coming back from somebody's house late in the evening. I was coming up through Spruce Run and I blew a tire on my four-wheel drive truck and I didn't have a jack that could get it up high enough to change the tire. And I had to walk back to the garage, which was just about a quarter mile away, knock on the door of the man that took care of the garage, Robert DeLauder. I knocked on his door. Wife comes to the door and says, Randy, what you want? Said, I got a flat tire and I need a jack. I can't get the truck up out of. He said, well, he's still in the shower. Let me get him. He come out and he said, what do you want? He said, I got a flat tire and I need to get the truck. I don't have a jack big enough to get it up off the ground. He said, well, give me a couple minutes. Go on over to the truck. Go over to the truck here. We throw the jack in the back and go up. Change the tire. Then he said, well, get on your way. Back down to the shop he went, and I went home. Now I went back to try to pay him some money for doing it, but he didn't take no money for it. He was my dad's best buddy, you know, and he was also a lifetime church member. And so we kind of like went together. That's the kind of man he was, though. All through our lives, we can probably pick out that one individual. There's few, many that have offered us up something like that, who have offered us up and shown us what it means to love thy neighbor. And we are all awaiting that chance to provide that service or provide the opportunity, given the opportunity to show what it means to love thy neighbor. Each of us have a different type of skill set or different type of mind, or, you know, we all have a talent or a skill that we can offer up. It may not seem like much, but when you can prepare meals for, you know, Kathy does Meals on Wheels program. She's been in charge of that for a long time. And it's amazing to see what she can come up with and what it does to the other people. That the ones that receive that meal are just so grateful and just so happy to get that meal. And it's like the work that you put into it is like dissolved. And you don't realize what you're doing. When you're there in the morning and you're making that meal and you get past that out, the smile on that face just melts away all the work that you put into it. And you're just so grateful that they had something to go with. Their blessing is our blessing. Our skill sets, our talents that we can offer up. Not everyone can paint the ceiling. Not everyone can repair a window. Not everyone can be an accountant to take care of the books. It takes so many hands to operate and to succeed. And even for the church to move forward, it just takes so many hands. And we're blessed to have individuals that can carry that through. God's work needs many hands. And it needs to be, and we need to put ourselves forward once in a while and lead us and lead through it. We need to be able to provide our service to provide it. You may think that the task is a small task. Lauren brings up the offering every Sunday. It seems like a small task. But by serving the church, she's serving God. And that's a blessing. And we look forward to seeing her walk up there every Sunday. Take a verse. One of my favorite hymns. Love lifted me. Take out a verse of this here. Hope I can get through this one. All my heart to give, to him I give. Ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, every his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful loving service too to him belongs. Love lifted me. Faithful, loving service to God be the glory. That's a beautiful hymn. I love that hymn. Sharing love is a way of preaching the gospel. Every one of us has that calling. God loves with others. God loves when we share with others. The ultimate purpose of life is sharing with others and serving others, sharing that special talent and skill. Today's verse, perhaps, is the best formula for success in the Bible. If you want to become the better person God wants you to be, well, that's my goal as I am awaiting that chance to lift up someone, to offer what I can. That golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But let me add one other thing to that. Speak to and talk to others as you want them to speak and talk about you. Psalms 141 verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Well, I need to hear that one once in a while. When we get into a certain situation, sometimes we forget who we are to be serving, and we can let things go. Constantly be reminded that what we say is just as important as what we do. We are judged more by our voice and by our words than we are by our deeds. And we need to put both of them in perspective once in a while. Set a guard over my mouth. Yeah, I need that. We can all do these things. We can all share this talent. We can all work on these things as God lets us do it. All we need is God's help. Let it be part of our prayers to ask God for that help every day. As we await that chance or that opportunity to serve, absolutely knowing that God has something better for us. We can go forward with many things, but there's so many other options that there's, as we come forward here, that God has provided with us. We have so many opportunities to share, so many blessed opportunities. We got that we allow ourselves to get caught up in other things. Especially in this day and age and at this time of our year, it seems like we go through this every 4 years. It's been, we get caught up in other areas where we really need to seek God's advice and we need to seek God's word to guide us. Because these verses mean a lot at this point in time. Do unto others, love thy neighbor. These are the characters that we need to be looking for. Those that can provide it and can carry on with it. Like I said, it takes many hands to do God's work, and it takes many hands to fulfill his word. And we need to help guide it. We need to be a part of it. We need to also remember that he gave us the ultimate. He loved us so much that he gave us the ultimate on that cross. That is our ultimate gift. That was our ultimate prize. He awaited his chance to offer up to us. Now it's our obligation to look forward to and work towards that. Honor him, praise him, and thank him for that greater reward that we will see. Amen. Gracious Father, let these words that I have spoken, they're your words, Lord. All I did was convey them. You brought them to me. You set them out. Let them be a blessing to someone. Let them be a message that we can thrive on. Let us go through day to day honoring you and praising you as we await that one chance to serve someone. In your Son's most holy name, Jesus, amen.